Here is Pastor Caesar with a preview of today's message.
What is the quickest and most immediate way, or what circumstances come into your life that cause you to lose it? Is it abrasive people? People who just make you feel like going postal? People who make you just want to lose it and just you know, take matters into your own hands and deal with the situation? Is it family? Because, you know, we all have family that's a little abrasive. We got an aunt, an uncle, or a cousin somewhere we wish would miss the reunions.
Hello and welcome once again to the Full Gospel Hour radio broadcast hosted by Pastor Roderick R. Caesar, a deliberate, proficient expositor of God's Word. In today's broadcast, Pastor Caesar will begin his message for this week entitled, Problems. The text for this message came from James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. It is my prayer that as you listen to this message today, you will be blessed and edified simply because of the power that's in the Word of God. Here now is your host, Pastor Roderick Caesar, as he delivers the initial installment of this week's message, Problems. Let's listen.
I said to the saints this morning that I have a diamond mine and I have a gold mine. And I go to that mine consistently and I glean from it its wealth and its riches. The diamond mine and the gold mine is the Word of God. It's filled with brilliance that radiates and shines in my life, and it is valuable to the extent that I can't live without it. And the Lord has been giving me over the past couple months to do mining in a specific area of His Word. And I've been spending time in Romans and in James. And in those two books, the Lord has been giving me a wealth of revelation, information that He has challenged me to share with this congregation, so that we can mature and so that we can prepare for what God is getting ready to do, what He's attempting to do, what He has desired to do, but could not do because we were not ready to receive the blessing. And He's doing everything He can to get us ready so that when the blessing manifests itself, there will be no reason why we will not all be recipients of what He's getting ready to do. Amen? James chapter 1. We've been in James 1 at least 3-4 times over the past few weeks. James chapter 1. You know, you never exhaust the scripture the first time you preach it. You never exhaust it the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth time you speak it. You can preach every Sunday for a year from one verse and have new revelation every time, because the Word of God is just that rich with truth. If we trust the Holy Spirit and rely upon Him, every time we go to the well, we'll have fresh water to drink. James chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, or all kinds of temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, that you may be complete, entirely complete, wanting nothing. I want to deal with problems this morning. Anybody got problems? I think part of the reason we celebrate in the dance is to get a release from our problems for just a little while. We may face it tomorrow, but today it's all about joy. For this time, for this season, I'm going to give God some praise. And if I big Him up, He's going to make my problem smaller than it was. Hallelujah! That's what it's all about. Worship and praise to God in spite of the problems. Because problems are only here to assist us in the development of our relationship with our Lord. You'll get to see that as we go on in the Word. What makes you lose your patience? What is it? What is the quickest and most immediate way, or what circumstances come into your life that cause you to lose it? Is it abrasive people? People who just make you feel like going postal? People who make you just want to lose it and just you know, take matters into your own hands and deal with the situation? Is it family? Because, you know, we all have family that's a little abrasive. We got an aunt, an uncle, or a cousin somewhere we wish would miss the reunions. Because when they show up, they kind of put rain on our parade. They kind of get us God, I got to get some grace. So-and-so's here. And if you don't help me, I won't make it. We got friends like that and family like that. Is it a family person? Is it traffic? Does traffic kind of make you wish that you had a truck with a big old bumper so you can move some folks out of your way? Is it traffic on the road that we encounter? Do you think it might be crowds? Some of us just can't handle the rush, the push of a crowd. I shared with the saints this morning, a few years ago, I went to Korea for a conference. And while I was in Korea, I was in this large, one of the large government buildings for a reception. And there were thousands of people in this building. And if someone wanted to get from where I am to the keyboard player and there were people in the way, they would just push you out of the way and keep on walking, just push you out of the way until they got where they were going. And I looked at the situation and nobody stopped them and said, hey, what are you doing? Nobody even remarked. They just went on with their conversation. I got pushed a couple times too, but you know, I'm from New York, so. When I got pushed, I had to check them out. And, you know, like, ain't you going to say something, brother? You know, just push me out the way. But I said, no, I'm going to be cool and observe what's going on. So I didn't make an issue out of it. But you know what I learned? There are so many people at their affairs, so many people in the country, that when they are moving around in a crowd to get where they want to go, if anybody's in the way, they just push you out of the way. It's not rudeness. That's a part of the culture of getting from point A to point B. That's how they that's how they manifest. Now, I could miss it and take it personal and go after somebody because they pushed me, they dissed me, and they didn't respond to an apology or something that I felt I was due. So sometimes it's the crowd and the way they handle themselves. They can alter your sense of personality and your perspective and cause you to do things. So sometimes it's the crowd. How about slow checkout lines? When you go shopping and you have four items and the person in front of you is on the 10 or less line and they got 26 different items and nobody stopped them. And they start emptying a shopping cart on the 10 line. Now, you thought you'd be in and out in 2 minutes. Now you got to wait for them. And then their debit card is not good. The checks aren't good. Now they got to go in the pocketbook and the wallet and start searching for money to pay for their goods. That makes you just want to just put your four items back on the shelf and go on about your business. But you need them. So maybe it's that. Maybe it's trying to get a parking spot. You know, you drive around in some areas. You have to drive for an hour before you can get a parking spot. In some of our communities that are densely populated, you can't just roll up in front of your house and pull it in unless you have a driveway or some reserved space. You have to drive around till somebody is getting ready to go to work or through visiting someone, and then they come out to move their car, and hopefully you're on the block in time to get your car in that spot. So maybe it's parking or something like that. Maybe it's the mountain of work that you have to face every day when you go in. You know, it could even be the fact that you're on your way to a destination and your car said, we're not going all the way today. Your car says two-thirds of the way home or two-thirds of the way on your destination. The car says, I think we've gone far enough. And it shuts down on you right there. Now you got to call a mechanic. You got to get all kinds of things. And you still have to get to your appointment. But it causes you to kind of lose it. What are the problems you face in your life? What are those circumstances that seem to overbear in your life? Well, when you get a handle on what they are, the one thing that you need to be certain of is that it is not unusual or uncommon. Problems are an everyday part of our lives. The Word of God tells us in John 16 and 33, in this world you will have trouble. In this world you will suffer persecution. In this world things are not going to go the way that you had ordained for them to go. Once we understand that problems are available to us without solicitation, once we recognize that problems come into our lives because we are alive and because it's a part of our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, then we recognize that there's a purpose behind it, because nothing happens in our lives by happenstance or chance, but everything in the providence and the wisdom of God. So once you realize that a problem has a purpose, you can better handle the problem or the trouble that comes your way. We would love to smell the roses every day, but be reminded that roses have thorns. And if we're not careful in our approach and in our grasp, we can injure ourselves to admire the beauty of the rose in its vision and in its fragrance. So we have to understand that everything that happens in our lives has a divine purpose. And if there's one thing I want you to understand, is that God's number one purpose in our lives is to make us like Jesus. God's number one purpose in your life is not to give you a new car, a beautiful home, nice clothes, a good job, money in the bank. God's number one purpose in your life is not to make you the most popular person in the community. It is not to keep you in the best of health. The purpose that He has number one in your life is to make you like Jesus. Because we are His workmanship. We are His disciples. We are the sheep of His pasture. And the purpose in our lives is to live this life so that we can honor Him and glorify Him in every way. Amen? So if God is going to make you like Jesus, He's going to have to put you through the things that Jesus Himself went through. You're going to have to suffer. You're going to have to endure hardness. You're going to have to understand the issues of life that come your way have come to develop you and to strengthen you, not to discourage you and weaken you. There are times in the life of Jesus, if you read about Him in Scripture, when He was lonely. There are times that He was so tired He fell asleep in the midst of a storm.
You have been listening to Pastor Roderick R. Caesar, your host on the Full Gospel Hour, as he delivered the first installment of this week's message, Problems. Now, if today's broadcast has touched your heart in any way, and you would like for us to pray with you, please give us a call right now. Area code 718-739-8600. Perhaps there are those of you who would like to share something with Pastor Caesar. You have a testimony, maybe it's a prayer request, maybe it's a donation. Please feel free to do so. You may write Pastor Roderick Caesar, care of the Full Gospel Hour, P.O. Box 310-540, Jamaica, New York, 11431. If you're ever in the Jamaica, Queens vicinity, please feel free to visit us at 110-25 Guy R. Brewer Boulevard, Jamaica, Queens, New York. Sunday services are at 7:30 a.m., 11 a.m., and then again at 6 p.m. On behalf of Pastor Caesar and the entire production staff, I'd like to thank you for having shared these moments of your day with us and invite you to join us again tomorrow at this same time when he will continue his message for this week. Now remember as we go off the air today that Jesus Christ is still the only answer to every problem and every situation that you might be facing in your life today. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, listeners. We're so excited to bring to you another production. We brought you The Hedge and we brought you The Airport, and now we're bringing to you The Wedding, which is going to be at York College Performing Arts Center. This is a Christmas wedding in a pantomime form, so come and see a dramatic, comedic wedding with a pre-fashioned show. This play is about a billionaire socialite falling in love with a girl from the other side of the tracks. Drama unfolds at this wedding where thoughts are revealed and secrets exposed. December the 9th and 10th. Two shows on the 10th, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Call us at 718-291-2677. 718-291-2677. Or visit us at www.thehedgeplay.com or www.theactinc.com. The ACT Inc.com. Thank you so much for your support.